This morning, we're going to turn to Psalm 17. We're going to read the first 9 verses. So Psalm 17, verses 1 through 9. Before we go there, I want you to think a little bit about something, all right? And what I want you to think about is a word. And that's simply shadow or shadows. And when you think about life, and when I think about that word shadow or shadows, is it a positive word or is it a negative word? And when I think about it, for whatever reason, I hear the word shadow or shadows, and I'm immediately back to being about 8, 9, 10 years old. And it's one of those words that for me is negative. Because there are things that lurk in the shadows. There are things that are scary in the shadows. When we're young, we're taught when you walk down the street, walk in the light, don't walk in the shadows. And there's a sense that shadows, and again, being in that darkness, are a bad thing in our world, or again, for me, in my makeup. I don't know about you, but again, I can remember time and time again where I could scare myself like crazy, wondering what was in that dark corner of my room at night. Where you had to, again, crack open the door and let that light in because you just didn't want that shadow. This morning, this psalm paints quite a different picture of shadow or shadows. And we need to understand as we read it that this is an image that is truly a prayer of David's. And that for David, this idea of shadow is one that was very positive, very meaningful, and very life-sustaining. And so again, it pushes us to rethink this idea of shadow and what it means in our lives. Psalm 17 says this, "Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. May my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I've resolved that my mouth will not sin. As for the deeds of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show the wonder of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in from your foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who assail me, from the mortal enemies who surround me." This is a word of God. This psalm, again, a prayer of David's, was written in an earlier time of his life. A time in his life when he was being pursued. Pursued by Saul, pursued by Saul's men, pursued by all people who knew there was a price on his head. And so this is written during a time where David is searching, where he's going through the deserts and the wilderness of life, where he's worn out, where he is challenged beyond his mortal being. And so he offers up this prayer. He offers up this prayer in which he heads to the shadows for help. Now you say to yourself, what do you mean here, Pastor? Well, it's clear that in verse 7 it says, show the wonder of your great love to those who take refuge in you. We see that for David, shadows aren't a negative, but shadows are a refuge. A place in which he can find that dry place out of the rain. A place where he can find that shadow out of the sun. A place as he's being pursued by every man, every soldier that he can imagine, he can find refuge in the shadow of God's love. And as we think about our lives today, where is it that we find refuge? So often we look to things of this earth, and yet so often they're fleeting. Many times we look to things that we think can fix our problems, our places, and yet we forget about the refuge. We let the negative shadows win in our life. We worry, we struggle, and we forget about the love of God that is there for those who seek refuge, who go to the shadow of God and God's love. You know, when you think about it again, when are shadows good? When are shadows good? I have to admit that I thought of a really old movie that I can remember seeing as a kid. The movie was entitled Flight of the Phoenix. Anybody remember Flight of the Phoenix? It's a story about a plane that crashed in the desert. And this group of people struggle to figure out how they're going to make it out. And they live in this desert. And they again struggle to survive until they hopefully build a plane out of the parts to fly out. But one thing I remember most was how in the heat of the day, they would take refuge under the wing of the plane, in the shadow. And that would help them survive. You see, this prayer is a way for us to think differently about shadows. And David shows us that it is there in the refuge of God's love that we find peace within our lives. Challenge is this: how do you get there? Again, our human nature is to look to things of this world as a refuge. Or again, our human nature is to think that shadows and those dark places are negative. So we have to rethink this whole idea and say, how is it that I move to the refuge of God in my life? And again, this psalm says it so beautifully. In those first six verses, we hear the story of David's relationship with God. Now again, if you know the story of David at all, you know that David had his issues. I mean, if you know the story of David and Bathsheba and Uriah at all, you know that David was involved in an extramarital affair. David was involved in a murder plot. He really didn't do some things well. But that was later in his life. Right now, David is someone who, in God's own word, was seeking God in a deep and in an intimate way. And what we see here in the first six verses is exactly that. How do we get to that refuge? How do we find that place of seeing the shadow as a positive? It's because David says clearly that he's been tried. He's been visited. He's been tested. That he has followed the path that God has set before him. That his feet have not slipped. And all of this was based on the idea that he followed the words of God's lips. It's all right there in those first six verses where David clearly states that he has an open, honest, risky, and challenging relationship with God. And when we think about finding that place of refuge, when we think about finding that shadow, that place of comfort, the tough part is it begins with an honest, meaningful relationship with God and with Christ. So often we think that we can find this refuge in a minute. We can find this refuge simply. This refuge takes time. And it takes energy. And it takes testing. And it takes, again, that open discourse of why God, of trusting God, of crying with God, of laughing with God, of being able to be real with God so that you can build that intimate relationship and you can find that love and rest in that shadow. And we struggle with that. We struggle with that vulnerability. We struggle with that intimacy. And yet that's exactly what David shows us in this psalm. An ability to have that relationship with God where he sees God and knows God's love and knows that it's there that he can find refuge from the world. Refuge from those who are chasing him. Refuge to all that we might face. And so we have to ask ourselves, how are we doing? We might want the refuge, but if we don't have the intimate relationship, if we don't have the ability to converse with God, if we don't follow the path and listen to the words of his lips, then we tend to find the negative shadows. And we struggle with the scary things in the darkness. Instead of finding that shadow, that refuge of God's love. We need to be those who know how to take refuge. We need to understand how to get there and build that relationship with God. But what struck me most about this passage is what it's like when you get there. What is it like to be able to live in that shadow, in that refuge? And I love the passage where it says, "Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings." What a beautiful image of God. Did you know you are the apple of God's eye? I mean, again, we do the whole, I got my pictures in my wallet of my grandkids and my kids and my wife and my dog and whatever else it might be, and these are the apples of my eye. Maybe they're on my iPad, maybe they're on my iPhone, but again, these are the apples. God's got a wallet full of our pictures. God can look through and say, oh yeah, look at that Paul. You know, he's not perfect, and I know he's struggled, and I know he's made some poor choices in his life. I know, but he's the apple of my eye. That God looks at us as cherished, loved children. That we are the apple of his eye. That we are such that he will bring us into the shadow of his wings. Again, another great image. An image of those little chicks running around the barnyard, and all of a sudden the hawk flies over. And where do they go? To mom's wings, where she can stand over them, where she can let them hide in the shadow and find safety. That's God for us, that he wants us to be able to run to the shadow, that he wants us to understand we are the apple of his eye, that he wants us to know we can take refuge in that shadow and know the love of God in an amazing and intimate way. It is beautiful in that refuge. It is amazing in that shadow because you are somebody. Because you are loved. Because those wings are wrapped around you. Because of God's great love for each of us. And so this morning, how are you with the shadows? As I read commentators on this passage, and I listened to, again, other people talk about this passage, one thing frustrated me to no end. And that was that most of them said, this passage speaks about a place to hide. And that the whole idea here about refuge or wings of God or shadows is about, you know what, when life is tough, go hide. They are wrong. David did not go and hide, but David lived his life with the relationship of this God and of the refuge and of the shadow. What do I mean? What do? When we're scared, when we see the shadow, when we don't know what's there, we lock the door, we close the shades, and we shake. That's hiding. And yet, what God wants us to do is live. Is live. As hard as it is for many of us to face things day in and day out, as hard as it is to hear those diagnoses, as hard as it is to struggle through job loss and all the things of life, we have to move forward. And as we move forward, and as we live, that we might know the refuge of God's love, that we might know the shadow of God's wings around us, that we might smile and know that we are the apple of His eye. What a beautiful message for each of us as we live life amongst the shadows. Amen.